Coach Tom Cerruteri now joins us. Tom, their quick counter seemed to get you on your heels a little bit tonight, and when they just started attacking, that's a tough team to slow down, isn't it?
Well, they're a good hockey team, and we didn't help ourselves in the first. What we needed to do is we needed to skate. We didn't skate in the first, and look what happened. You can't spectate. You can't be a spectator. And we were spectating in the first, and next thing you know, it's 3-0. I mean, you just have to. You gotta take away time and space. You gotta manage the puck, and you gotta put a little heat on their D. And you got the old adage. You gotta grind it out. You gotta grind it out a little bit. You know, you gotta establish your territory, and we never did that. We never did that, guys. And then obviously we're playing catch up, and you guys know how it goes. It just is what it is.
So in between the first and the second, obviously not a good first period, but what do you tell the team? Because I thought you did play better, a lot better in that second period.
Well, it's just urgency. You know what? And again, there was no kicking trash cans and yelling and screaming. It's just you got to have urgency. And it's pretty simple. I mean, you know, the will of a human being can go a long ways, guys. And you just have to have more urgency on the puck. And when you have more urgency on the puck, I call them hurries, just like they do in the National Football League. Those defensive linemen, they create hurries. You got to create hurries all the time. When you're creating hurries, there's not you guys can go. Sorry, guys. Just as you know, yeah. You got to create hurries, and you got to force the quarterback to pass the ball before he wants to. Well, the same thing with defensemen, same thing with forwards. Again, it's pretty simple, but that's just what you got to do. I thought we created a lot more hurries in the second period, guys, and it was tougher on them is what I'm getting at.
The goal you got, the shorthanded goal. Yep. You look at the skill set of Leighton Road and Erie Vicen and shorthanded. You know, if you're going to get a shorthanded goal, you're going to probably catch a defenseman flat-footed. And Erie and Leighton Road can make you pay for flat-footed, can't they?
Yeah, they did. And it was a good little it was a good little goal. But again, at the end of the day, it's 6-1, guys. So I don't want to sit there and dwell on our one goal, and say it was a Merry Christmas, because the bottom line was we know what happened.
Well, we'll see you on Sunday, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.